Last week we heard about prayer and persistence. This week we hear a little bit about how to pray. When I was about 12, my grandfather gave me a book of prayers. I think it was called Lord, I Want to Tell You Something. And it was a book of prayers written for 12-year-old boys. My grandfather was teaching me how to pray. Sirach, this prophet, this figure from the Old Testament, who is kind of like a grandfather because he tells the stories of the family and keeps the record of everything, teaches us about prayer and humility today. He says that the prayer of the lowly person pierces the clouds. Sirach tells us that the prayer offered in humility is heard in the presence of God. It is the petition of the lowly one that is received into the court of the God Most High. Jesus tells a parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness. I'm sure they really appreciated that. Whenever you tell self-righteous people that they are self-righteous, they are just thrilled to get that information. I imagine that the parable of the Lord Jesus was received in about the same way. But Jesus tells this parable that says that two men entered the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. He was a devout follower of the law. He did good things. He was probably a pillar of the community. His life was close to the law of God, but his heart was far away. The Pharisee, you see, addressed his prayer to himself and not to God. He thanked God that he was not like other men. He proclaimed that he was not greedy, dishonest, or adulterous. He spoke of his discipline of fasting and the offerings that he made. Now, usually, my dear brothers and sisters, people come to God to confess their sins, and they need to be reminded of their goodness. The Pharisee forgot completely about his sins and confessed his own goodness to God. He was a man filled with pride. He was filled with spiritual pride, and there is no more deadly kind. There is no more deadly pride than spiritual pride. The Pharisee actually thanked God that he was better than other people. Now, the second man who entered the temple was a tax collector. It is likely that he did not follow the law of God very closely in his life. Tax collectors at that time were known for extorting money from the people, extorting more money than the people actually owed. The actions of the tax collector were not righteous. He prayed, however, with humility and contrition. His only words, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The tax collector addressed his prayer to God with sincerity and humility, and he was heard. The Lord Jesus tells us that the prayer of the tax collector was granted. The Apostle Paul, he prayed with sincerity and humility. Though he preached with power and wrote with passion, Paul recognized that it was the power of the Lord that allowed him to compete well, to finish the race, and to keep the faith. All of the good things that Paul had done were the humble and obedient response to the invitation of God. We hear today from St. Paul at the twilight of his apostolic ministry. He was prepared to meet the Lord face to face and to receive the crown of righteousness that the Lord had prepared for him. After years of his humble and obedient prayers being received, now it would be the life of Paul that would be received in the presence of the Father. It was to God alone that Paul would give the glory. Today we are shown the need for humility in our prayer. Our prayer is a response to the invitation of God. We come before the Lord with reverence and awe, and we are humbled by the love poured out for us. We enter into this building carefully and prayerfully because this is no ordinary place. This is the holy ground, set apart by the consecration of Almighty God. Here we enter into the holy presence of God, and we ask for mercy. Several times in the celebration of the sacred liturgy, we ask the Lord to be merciful to us. We ask for his mercy for the times when we have not been faithful. We ask for his mercy for the times when we have not been generous. We ask for his mercy for the times when we have lived like the tax collector and prayed like the Pharisee. And now, in the holy presence of the holy God, and face to face with the crucified Savior who offers himself for us on the altar, our hearts approach the open heart of Christ, and we cry out, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.